we're dependent on viral growth. Like we're dependent on creators telling other creators about what they're doing in order for it to work. Thankfully, that's happened. You know, like we went from, it was really hard to get one creator, and then it was really, really hard to get 10 creators. But after we had 10, what we started noticing is that people started telling their friends. Like I would ask, well, how did you hear about this? What? And they're like, oh, Max told me, or Julie told me, or, and we're like, oh, okay, cool. This is like starting to work. So we just need to like, you know, 1000X that phenomenon. And I think the way that we do it is just by like providing, you know, an equivalent amount of value.
Yeah, exactly. Like making the product excellent, and going back to that notion of the early days internet where it was based on product and not just on the marketing and on pushing and selling, but more like, let's provide as much value to the people that are already supporting and trusting us.
Yeah.
And then they're going to talk about it. And that's a lot more sustainable than let's just sell as much as we can of this and bail out. A lot of companies are trying to take.
Yes, agreed. A lot of companies. There's a lot of VC money sloshing around in crypto, and the vast majority of it just gets spent on these kind of advertising orgies, trade show booths, just garbage. You know, it's just like literally like lighting money on fire. I think that there's this quote that I love from the filmmaker Stanley Kubrick, and he says that promotion will only carry a movie for 2 weeks. So he said, beyond that, you need word of mouth. And so if you want a film to do well in theaters, then it needs to be good enough that the audience tells their friends and family to go see it. And so you can do as much promotion as you want, and the only thing it's going to do is get butts in seats for the first 2 weeks. But if your movie sucks, it's not going to matter how much promotion you do. After the first 2 weeks, it's going to die. Yeah. And so, like, I think similar with product. It's like, yeah, you know, promotion helps. Marketing, promotion, sales, BD, these things are important. But they can only take you so far. You know, if you have a garbage experience or your product just doesn't provide a lot of value, which is the vast majority of crypto products today, it's not going to matter. You know, it's like that money is all wasted. So to me, I think as a founder, the thing that, you know, we're trying to really index on is like value, create value. That's it. You know, if you can do that and people are starting to tell their friends and it's working, then absolutely pour gas on the fire. Like get money and spend the money on, you know, telling the world, because you know you have something that's going to sustain itself. But unless you have that, promotion is, you know, it's actually less than worthless because it's distracting. It takes time away. You know, it's like diverting attention and resources to like actually building a valuable product.
Yeah,
by the way, I think most people in crypto think I'm like a complete lunatic for thinking this way. A lot of people are like, just launch a token, bro. You know, like, why? You don't need to don't play the game on hard mode. You know, you don't need to you don't need to do this. Or, you know, you have the right idea, but in the wrong sort of temporal frame. Like we're too early, you know, like. What you're describing is true, but it's not going to be true anytime soon. And so you guys are just like wallowing away. But I don't believe that. I think that like the right time is always going to be a little too early. And I think that we are a little too early right now.
Exactly. No, I completely agree with you actually on that, because in the end, you can follow the path of fast cash. Like if you launch a token, get VC funds, market the hell out of it in 2 to 3 years, get a house in the Bahamas, go surfing every day, if that's the life that you want to go. Or you can also achieve it by building something that you literally pour your soul into it. And there's a lot of other people that are pouring their souls into it, and they're getting so much value. Their lives are so much easier than before. And I would agree also to the point, like, it is too early if you see it from that perspective. Like, I'm going to go on a bit different topic here, but the level of consciousness in general is not that high. So people start collaborating that much and understand it to that level. But if someone doesn't start to do something like that now, then we're never going to get to that time. where that is widely accepted. It's
that's
just
right.
never going to become the norm.
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly right. Plus, you know, honestly, it's like, I don't know. I want to do work I'm proud of. You know, like, I'm a creative person. I enjoy, and my background is in design. Like, I like making things that that I use, that I enjoy, that others enjoy. Like, and, you know, if you want to make a money game, like, more power to you. Go for it. You know, go get your money. Do whatever you want to do. It's just not for me. Yeah, no judgment. You know, you want to go, like, it's you know, go for it. Like, I don't judge you. It's just not for me. And I think, like, I don't think it's what's going to propel the industry forward. And those are the things that excite me, you know, like, so I don't know. I think there's, you know, there can be like inter-industry drama where people get in fights about this stuff. And to me, it's like, it's so stupid. It's like, look, you do you, dog. You know, like, you want to play a money game? Hey, knock yourself out. Good luck to you. You know, and I don't, like, well, who cares? Like, I'll be in my lane, you be in yours, you know?
Yeah. Exactly. There's so much even noise in general in the industry.
Yeah.
That's why it's often so hard for creators and for founders, for new founders especially, to figure out even what the hell to do.
Yeah, I think building in the space, like, you need, you know, more so than, you know, whatever, like a B2B, you know, analytics SaaS product or something, like, you just need a lot of conviction. Like, I think that you either need a lot or a very little. I feel like if you're in between, you're going to get washed out. Like, you have to have, like, a very, very high conviction and, like, long-term view of, like, what this technology is and how it can and should be used. Or you need to just be like, fuck it, I'm gonna try to get money. I'm gonna do a token. I'm gonna create a little money game, and I'm gonna get paid and get out. Like, it's like one or the other. I think you're gonna do pretty well. If you're in between, you're like not sure where you are. Man, it's such a cringe industry. I just think it's hard to stay motivated over like a long enough period of time that it takes to like build something good.
Yeah, absolutely agree on that. Johnny, I think that those are some excellent points, especially like that founders in the space and creators in the space need to take into consideration. And
yeah.
I'd love to ask you, like, is there something else that you believe will be really valuable to share at this point that creators, builders in general need to hear about, either about Hypersub or in general, like, what are some lessons that you learned throughout the process that people need to hear so they don't make the same mistakes?
It's a good question. I guess, like, something, you know, I see a lot is, like, people will build in the space and they're building in crypto, but they're not really doing anything on chain. And to me, that is, like, a really, really bad idea because if you think about Ethereum as a developer platform, you know, there's a lot of developer platforms. You can build on the web, you can build on iOS, you can build on Android, you can build on Linux. There's lots of different developer platforms out there. Ethereum has, you know, very significant cons and some also equally as significant pros. And so if you're building in crypto, you are absolutely bearing the cost of the cons, which means that you should absolutely be getting the benefit of the pros.
Yeah.
And the way that you do that is by, you know, by writing smart contracts that do interesting things. So unless you're doing, like, unless you have a protocol, unless you're driving transaction volume, unless you're doing something on chain, and I'm like, what are you doing? Like, you get all the downside of crypto, but you don't have any exposure to the upside of it. So I think, like, for us, that was like a, you know, we were talking about this before we started about, you know, the crowdfunding protocol that we created. That was very orienting for us. And what we realized is, like, okay, the way to build in this industry is with protocols and clients, you know, build like authors, smart contracts that want transaction volume and then make very user-friendly interfaces for interacting with those contracts. Like, that is the way to build in crypto. I think that the sooner, you know, if you're building in this space, the sooner you figure that out, the better. The downside is that smart contracts are hard. You know, they're hard to build. They're dangerous. If they're moving money, you have to get them audited. That's very expensive. You could, of course, not get them audited, but then, you know, you're taking on pretty significant risk with other people's money. So, you know, I think like that's like one thing. And then the other thing is, like I said, like conviction. You know, like if you don't have conviction, stop what you're doing because you're wasting your time. So I'd say like make sure that, you know, you have done the hard work necessary to deeply, deeply believe in whatever it is you're doing. One thing I like to say is conviction is the ultimate competitive advantage. So I think, you know, developing a thesis on what, why, when, these are the things I think are like, it's like step zero, like do that before you build anything, because that'll be what carries you through the hard parts, because it is really hard to build in crypto right now because there's just not a lot of new growth. So you have to believe, and that's it. Those are my that's me pontificating on my high horse about building in crypto and what I've learned, I don't know, the past few years as a founder.
I love it, honestly. Like these are some truths that a lot of founders need to hear about. And a lot of creators need to hear about as well, because a lot of people are just jumping on the FOMO train, jumping on the hype train, thinking that, okay, it's fast cash. But in fact, if you really want to build something, just as everywhere else, you have to do some work.